This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 93, wounding more than 150. The deadliest attack occurred at a marketplace in the Shia Sadr City neighborhood, killing 64. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attacks. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky, briefing reporters from Baghdad, said he believes Iraqi security forces are capable of dealing with the threat posed by IS.
As the enemy loses more and more terrain, they resort to some of these desperate acts. The security forces in Baghdad have the situation under control, but our condolences go out to those families.
Valesky said Iraqi forces are making great progress in reclaiming land lost to insurgents. In Washington Wednesday, the U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau condemned the bombings.
These cowardly attacks only harden the resolve of Iraqis and the international community to utterly destroy this group and its warped ideology.
She said the U.S. remains committed to helping Iraq remove the IS threat from its territory and suffocate its financial, foreign terrorist fighter and propaganda networks. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his forces have killed 3,000 IS militants in Syria and Iraq. Speaking Wednesday to military officials in the Balkans, he denied any sympathy for the IS state, insisting no country can match the efforts against the IS group conducted by Turkey. A Somali commando unit has killed at least 15 suspected Islamist fighters in a raid on a al-Shabaab base in the Galgaduud region of central Somalia, the second such raid in 2 days. A local government official told VOA the aim of the raid to destroy the base and neutralize the militants' capacity to organize and carry out attacks. Wednesday's raid, a day after a raid on an al-Shabaab base in the village of Toro. This is VOA News. There are reports Islamic State fighters having pulled out of the ancient Syrian city Palmyra following a government offensive in March are once again on the march. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS fighters have cut a key road linking Palmyra with the provincial capital Homs. The IS group last week seized a gas field in Homs province. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked Wednesday if the U.S. is prepared to coordinate with Russia militarily in Syria.
We have talked for quite some time about the efforts that are currently underway to deconflict our military activities with Russia in the skies over Iraq and in Syria. And you know, there have been a number of consultations about that. But those consultations have stopped short of any sort of formal military cooperation, and I don't anticipate that that will change.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an airstrike on IS-held territory in Deir ez-Zor province Wednesday killed at least seven civilians. And a two-day ceasefire expired midnight local time in the embattled city Aleppo, with reports of a rocket attack that killed at least two. Brazil's Senate has been debating and continues to do so whether to proceed with an impeachment trial against President Dilma Rousseff. The debate came as the country's Supreme Court rejected her bid to halt the proceedings. It appears the votes are there for a trial. If a majority of lawmakers so vote, she'll be suspended from office during legal proceedings. Vice President Michel Temer will temporarily take power. Kenya is drawing up a timetable to close the Dadaab refugee camp that cares for hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees over security concerns and despite international pressure to keep it open. Josephine Karisi is the country's interior minister.
Kenya is committed to closing the Dadaab refugee complex. This decision has been made by a government reflecting the fact that the camps have become hosting ground for al-Shabaab, as well as centers of smuggling and contraband trade, besides being enablers of illicit weapon proliferation.
The East African country has suffered repeated terrorist attacks, most carried out by the Somali-based insurgent group al-Shabaab. Officials have said many of those attacks have been launched from the Dadaab camp. Ugandan police arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye just hours before President Yoweri Museveni was to be sworn in for a fifth term. The 71-year-old Museveni has been in power since 1986. He received 60% of the vote in February's election. Besigye got 35%, rejecting the results, citing alleged rigging and other irregularities. In Tunisia, at least four security force members were killed Wednesday when a suspected Islamist militant detonated a suicide bombing belt during a raid in the southern town of Tatooine, an operation designed to prevent new militant attacks in the capital. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.